SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's good, bad, and the dumb. I had the day off on Friday, so I didn't know if you were doubling up all the awesome good, bad, and the dumb stories that you had from not only the weekend, but also maybe Friday. But then I thought, well, maybe you did it Friday.
Well, you know,
I missed out.
The problem is some of these stories do come from Friday because we're off early on Friday.
That's right.
So sometimes stories happen afterwards that just need to be talked about.
And that's a good point.
Pretty much that's what our good is this week.
All right, so give us the good to start off on a Monday. Make me feel awesome.
The good of the day is Florida.
Oh, wait a minute. All sorts of bad things come from Florida.
Exactly. That's why it's so good that Florida just keeps on giving. They're the gift that keeps on giving.
They're great.
If I'm ever in a rut and I can't find anything bad, I just turn to Florida and say, what's going on in Florida today? Well, let me tell you what happened last week in Florida. A Florida mayor was arrested less than 3 weeks of taking office. Because he was the vice mayor and took over for that mayor who had been arrested as well.
Oh, my gosh. What, power corrupts? Is that what's going
no.
on?
No, that's what you kind of would hope for. Like, oh, maybe it was tax evasion.
Scandal or something?
Yeah, no, they just were both idiots doing idiotic things.
What were they doing?
Well, the one who got arrested, I believe, was I think he slapped an officer.
Oh, way to go. But he probably thought, oh, I guess I can do this now. I'm the mayor.
Exactly. For some reason, I lost my story, and that's making me mad.
Oh, okay. Because I want to find out what these mayors are thinking. Sometimes, again, power corrupts, right? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So maybe these mayors thought that they could get away with anything they wanted in Florida now that they got elected. Like, so, what is a free pass to do whatever?
I'm not sure. I don't want to confuse people. So the acting mayor, his name is Terrence Rowe, he's 64. He was arrested on charges of obstruction of justice, conspiracy to commit obstruction of justice, and use of a two-way communication device to facilitate the commission of crime.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And the previous mayor before him, the new mayor was arrested for 20 days. The previous mayor, believe he got arrested for a lot longer. He's accused of firing, not firing like, hey, you're out of a job. Firing as in a weapon,
like a weapon
at a Pasco sheriff's SWAT team that was arresting him on allegations that he was practicing medicine without a license in his home.
Okay, wait a minute. So they were coming to his house and. To arrest him for practicing medicine without a license, and he said, I'm going to shoot the SWAT team that's around my house.
That's coming to
Did
arrest
they
him.
They need a SWAT team to arrest him for this?
Apparently.
Wow. That seems like a waste of resources, but that's just
this is why we love Florida.
That's right. They keep bringing these kind of
just
stories
keep
to the give,
I, and I don't know what it is. I mean, is it the...
Something in the water.
The weather's nice down there, right?
It is.
I mean, I know during the summertime it's really humid and, you know, bugs run rampant. But
I was watching the Players Championship this weekend and everyone was wearing jackets. So maybe it's just a little nippy. Maybe people are going a little cold crazy.
Maybe. I mean, because, you know, we're in Florida where we see like iguanas and crocodiles frozen. But they're not dead.
True.
They're just
that's
frozen.
True. All right. So what is the bad?
Speaking of crocodiles, bad of the day. There's an Australian community. I will butcher this name because there's no way I know how to pronounce this correctly. But there's an Australian community known as Wurrumbeyanga.
I'm sure that's correct.
Wurrumbeyanga.
I'm going to take your word for that.
The reason why this is bad, and first of all, they did a good thing. They arrested a 1,300-pound crocodile.
Wait a minute. They arrested?
Arrested a 1,300-pound crocodile and threw him in jail.
What'd they do? What'd he do? Did he jaywalk?
No, he has been terrorizing the community. he's eating small animals such as dogs. So if you live in that community and your poodle has gone missing, Look no further to this guy. What
okay,
is
so
bad?
I just pictured this crocodile like walking through the streets going, hey, anyone want to mess with me? Stay inside. Don't come out. And they go, oh, come on. We got to take you in for that.
But see, this is where it's bad. I guess maybe they're protected species. I really don't know. You know, I from what I hear, I think crocodiles run rampant. They're as common as kangaroos in Australia, right? I mean, there's one on every street corner.
Pretty much.
But so this crocodile was arrested, thrown in jail, thrown in a cell until like animal control can come and take him away to be transported for captive breeding. Now, this is where it's bad, where I'm thinking it's bad, because isn't this how like some dinosaur movies start?
Yeah, that is exactly right.
You have a 1,300-pound crocodile that is, you know, already has a taste of your, you know, your pet Fluffy, and is now you're going to say, you know what? You know what would be a good idea? Let's breed this guy.
Yeah, let's make larger crocodiles than
exactly.
This. Yeah, you don't need this. No.
And pretty
soon,
we'll start off with small children, and then it'll work its way up to adults, and before you knew it, you have a cheesy sci-fi movie.
That's correct. That is correct. I think I saw one. I think I've seen many crocodile alligator /
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid is a perfect example.
Starring America's favorite actress, Betty White.
Yes. And I love it that didn't her husband get killed by this crocodile in Lake Placid?
Her husband got killed by this massive beast of a alligator that, you know, literally was a dinosaur. But the video or the image that most speaks in my mind is her walking a cow down to the lake shore.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Like a full-on cow, and just, here you go.
And at the end of the movie, she's sitting on the dock feeding the little crocodiles.
Yes.
And she's just like, come on.
This is what I'm talking about, Australia. This is what you're going to get. You're just going to breed this guy. He's going to make bigger beasts. And pretty soon, you're going to have to feed cows. You're going to have to, you know, remember that Knickers. You gotta breed more Knickers the cow.
That's right, exactly.
6 foot behemoth of an animal.
By the way, when I read stories of like a terrorizing crocodile that like some village in the middle of nowhere and it's eating the people, like the people are walking down to get their normal water from the stream, and then they just as they're getting water, this crocodile will jump up. That's got to be a horrific way to go, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because not only you
croc, because they don't
eaten, but you're also drowning. Like he's rolling you in the water, and
remember Crocodile Dundee? He explained it perfectly. Is that they don't like fresh meat? They take you down for the death roll because they want you to be tenderized a little bit.
Yeah,
they want that water to soak into your body and get you a little bloated.
I don't need this.
Because then they just stuff you under a rock. And I'm always been curious. I'm like, I want to see that.
I was playing golf once in Florida, and I saw an alligator just sunning. And I mean, the two guys I was playing with like were like, nah, look at that alligator. It's pretty cool. And I was like, what? I'm like, then they said, nah, it won't bother you. It's too lazy. It doesn't want to run. I said, I don't want to take a chance. Exactly. What are you talking about? Like, don't tell me it's not going to do anything. It's an alligator. Maybe it's hungry. And it looks at me and goes, oh my God, there's a buffet right there.
Yeah, I think at this point, when that happens, he goes, ah, you guys just put me down for a five.
Yes, I ain't going. I'm not walking up this fairway. It's an alligator laying. Yep. I mean, come on.
Just put me down for
no
a five.
Way. I'm done. All right, what is the dumb?
The dumb of the day. There's these group of moms who,
I saw this story. I'm going to try
to do this delicately. They, in order to protect their kids, I guess, this is the story you saw, right? In order to protect their kids.
I saw this story.
They are they're taking it upon themselves to make, I want to say, I guess, good, wholesome porn movies.
Yeah, I saw this. It's or Britain,
more,
right?
Yeah, or more believable porn movies.
No, and they're going to watch it with their kids, which makes it even awful.
Yeah.
It was really just awful.
What kid wants to do that with their parent?
No, this is a really, really, really horrific idea.
I mean, they're not starring in it. They made it clear.
Call people out on this.
Yeah, they're not starring in it. They're just directing and producing it. So,
egads.
It's like there's some things saying, maybe just leave, maybe just have a conversation with them and just say, you know what, guys, this stuff is not real. It's fantasy as much as, you know, a Marvel comic movie is fantasy. It's not real. And just leave it at that.
This is such a bad story. I just, ugh. Like, and I think for the most part, and I'm going to say the few places I've seen it have treated it as a bad story.
Yeah.
I've yet to see the, oh, this is so progressive. This is exactly, I don't see a lot of people going, hey, you know, like this is not a bad idea. I think most people are like, no, this is a pretty crappy idea and these women should not be doing this.
I mean, there's no way this backfires, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, there's no way little Johnny's going to be sitting on a couch someday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, tell me about your mother. You want to hear about my mother? This is what she did. She took it upon herself. I get it. You know, there's a whole group of people out there. I mean, that's what they love. And obviously we know it's a huge business because it runs the internet. But I think there's probably a better way to just sit down and just say, hey, son, or hey, daughter, that's not real.
Yeah.
Instead of showing them what's real. I mean, I don't know. I was bothered by it and floored by it at the same time. I just didn't get it.
Exactly. I didn't get it either. So that is a very, very good dumb for a Monday, because that is dumb. And you're absolutely right. I've always made this comment, and I've always said there are two industries that I think have blown up because of the internet, and that is porn and fantasy sports.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, fantasy sports, definitely. Kidding me?
Fantasy sports, like porn, definitely. They found, I mean, they were on the internet the second the technology came around. They were like, well, how can we use this? But fantasy sports, I know some of you aren't old enough to remember this, but there was a time where your commissioner had to do things by hand and a box score from a newspaper. And it took forever to get the standings in your league because maybe he could get to it on Wednesday night after the kids' volleyball practice. I mean, that's basically how it used to be.
And it was, right? And it was very, basic.
Basic. Very yeah. basic. Very
10
basic.
Points for a completed pass, because we're making the math easy for
you.
Got to
make the math very
easy.
Yeah, because if you had like five or six, if you had like six people in your league, that was a lot of work for the commissioner to do every single Monday night / Tuesday morning after the Monday games, was to start going through the box scores and start figuring out your guys' statistics and then doing the addition. And now, because of the internet, nobody does this. Nobody does this.
I don't really remember any of the other sports having this. I mean, I'm sure there was, but it's always, I mean, fantasy sports was always born through football.
Yeah, there was rotisserie baseball, I think, when it first started.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a lot of people playing it. I don't
remember.
Yeah,
because, I mean, that God, can you imagine doing that by hand?
Oh,
that
God, it would drive you nuts.
162 games.
It would drive you nuts. But now like you can do fantasy NASCAR. You can do fantasy golf because of the internet. The internet does this for you, so you don't have to. But, man, doing it by hand was such a pain. Unbelievable. The draft was all by hand. Oh, God. I don't even want to go back to those times. Ugh. Like people always say, like, oh no, the good old days. I never say the good old days. The good old days had good stuff and terrible stuff, and doing fantasy sports by hand was terrible. All right, it's SB Nation AM.